So if you have ever been harassed or stalked or know somebody that has been, you will know that it is an extraordinarily terrifying experience.
68 people in our area report stalking or harassment to the police every single day. New figures show that there were over 14,600 reported cases made to Northumbria Police in the year to September. That's a 42% increase on the year before.
Well, Durham Police recorded more than 9,300 stalking crimes. That's actually a 35% rise. And one person who knows what that's like firsthand is comedian Matt Reed, who was living in Sunderland when he was targeted online.
Told me the full story in a car coming back from a gig one night, and it was awful. Utterly chilling. Mm. The detail, the research that went into it, and the level of deception and fear, unbelievable. He told BBC Newcastle how he got the police involved after a middle-aged woman created 95 Facebook profiles to fool him into thinking he was talking to a young woman.
My mum was very poorly, and I used to just stay up at night worrying about her, and in case she needed anything, I'd be on Facebook, and I got talking to this very, very pretty girl who I didn't know. We got on like a house on fire. Emotionally, I wasn't in a good place because my mother died, and everything she said was exactly what I needed to hear at the time. It's a very manipulative thing to do, and it's, I'd talk to all our friends, all online and on the telephone. I would talk to her. I would get gifts through the door. If I mentioned a video game, it would come through the door. If I mentioned a DVD, it would come through the door. I was getting designer clothes sent to us. But above all, I had no reason to believe anyone was duping us, because why? For 2 years, I genuinely thought I was in a relationship. Genuinely. It came to a head when she wouldn't let me come to meet her. She had all the details, so I went, right, I'll investigate myself. And I got a friend of mine to do a bit of digging, and they found the address, but it wasn't the address that they said it was. And it wasn't the names they said it was. So I kind of stalked back because I wanted to catch them red-handed. She ended up turning up at my door, taking photos of my house and stuff like that. So when all that started kicking off, I was like, right, I need the police involved. My hair was falling out. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I couldn't communicate with other people. All I was worried about was my phone. It ruined my life for 2 years. I was missing gigs. I wasn't particularly paying attention to anybody. It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible.
And this is from one of the most confident comedians I've ever met. Very at home on a stage in front of a huge crowd. Lost his nerve completely. Joining us now is Rachel Horman. She's a stalking and harassment lawyer and the chair of Stalking Victims Service Paladin. Just hearing Matt's story there, Rachel, utterly chilling, really, really scary. And not a laughing matter, despite him being a comedian. What kind of effect can it have on a victim?
It can have a huge effect. It does take over victims' lives. They often say it's the first thing that they think about in the morning, the last thing they think about at night. Victims very often change their whole lives because they are being stalked. Many people end up leaving work, losing relationships and that kind of thing. And it can cause mental health issues. And that's not looking at the ones that then escalate even further into actual violence, rape, and in some cases, murder.
Mm. I know from Matt's story, he said the first police he went to didn't take it seriously, thought it was quite funny, his story, and then the second lot he went to took it very seriously and sorted the problem out.
Yes, I mean, that is still a problem at the moment, unfortunately, where many victims will report that the police aren't taking it seriously when they first report it. And we need to remember that on average, a victim will have suffered 100 incidents before they even tell the police. So it's really important that when victims do go to the police do something. But what I'm hearing and what Paladin are hearing is that the police are still not doing enough when victims report.
What is the difference between harassment and stalking? When does one become the other?
It's the level of abuse and behaviour, really. The thing that makes stalking is obsession and fixation. So harassment you might describe as more low-level behaviour, maybe falling out with a neighbour over the bins or the hedge, etc. Whereas stalking really is on another level, where you're dealing with somebody who is obsessed and almost makes it their life's work to do that. The amount of effort that stalkers will put into stalking is unbelievable.
Do we have to separate them? Because can it be a gradual thing? Can one thing become the other?
Yes, I think it can. But obviously stalking is much more serious, and Paladin campaigned for an increase in sentencing for stalking to reflect that. And we were successful in that campaign, and the maximum sentence now for stalking is 10 years. So it's very important that people are charged with stalking. And I think the other thing is, if you had two people in front of you, one had a conviction for harassment, one had a conviction for stalking, you would treat the stalking conviction much more seriously.
Is there proper help out there?
There is help out there. Paladin are extremely busy helping victims. The problem is that the demand exceeds the staff that we have at the moment, unfortunately. What we would like to see at Paladin is a stalker's register similar to the sex offender's register, so that these perpetrators can be monitored, conditions placed on them, because again, what we see is that these stalkers will go on and stalk victim after victim after victim, ruining multiple people's lives. So even if it stops for one victim, unfortunately, it tends to then start for another. So we need to be much more proactive about this.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, Rachel Horman there. We did ask Northumbria Police for a statement.
We have made significant improvements over the past few years in relation to how we deal with reports of stalking and harassment. Our priority is making sure officers will listen to the victim, make appropriate decisions, and most importantly, take action to make sure the victim is safe. All our officers have been specially trained to go beyond the surface and spot the signs of someone being stalked or harassed. Quite often, victims themselves may not even be aware of the extent they're being stalked, as frighteningly, this can happen without their knowledge.
Durham Police said their officers and call handlers are trained to spot the signs of stalking and urged victims to come forward.